This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standard, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And do, please do be part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. All right. Head up to the website and buy the coffee mug, the T-shirts, the book. Every little bit helps. We've heard about the crumbs, and we've, heard about the taxes. The tax breaks only help the rich. I'm not rich. You know what? That's the other thing I love about this. People think that everybody in this business, we're making money hand over fist. Like, we can't spend it fast enough, right? I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm you. I'm working every day just like you are. I have ups and downs every day, just like you do. The only difference is, I get to yell at you. And you're probably yelling at me, but I can't hear you. I get a pretty fun job. I have to do other things too, but I have a pretty fun job. I get to deal on the crazy, asinine issues of the day and call them out. And I know, might be a little sick, but I think it's a lot of fun. So we have... there's a website called dailyjobscuts.com. And when President Obama was in office, I was in the habit of going through that every day and reading about what was happening and who was, what places were, because it gives you the names of the stores that are closing. And every day we had, we'd have every day five or six or seven companies announcing layoffs. And I'm not talking about little ones. I'm talking about thousands. This was on a daily basis. So I decided to shoot over there today, take a look at what was going on. And the big numbers for August 22nd, 2018, were the Knox County Nursing Home is laying off three. Now, I don't know, Knox County might be big numbers. 23 out of the Omaha World Herald. Newspaper losing 23 people is a shock. Right? And you really don't have anything of consequence. As you go through the list, go backwards. August 17th, a company called Roche's Gentech in California, 223 people. But they're only cutting them from California. Right? And these are permanent. Sometimes they're temporary. Until they're taking down the facility and they're going to fix it and what have you. Now, some of you are saying, see, we're losing jobs because of President Trump. But you don't know that. You don't know what decisions these companies have made. See, it's not like there's dozens of them every day doing it. It's a couple here and there. Which tells me that these companies may have made some bad decisions. It isn't about the economy, because I'll tell you what, if you can't make money in this economy, if you can't grow your business, especially when you already have, there's a problem. You've got the wrong management team. This month, Kodak laid off another 325. They're not going to get it. We don't want paper prints anymore. It's always fun to watch this and watch how these companies don't want to maneuver or restructure. So I could go down. I went down the whole month. I took a look. And I'm saying to myself, wow, this is amazing. This is nothing. I hadn't looked at it in a while. But this is nothing like it used to be. Right? You remember the days when I used to read that pretty much on a daily basis? Yeah, right. At least once a week I'd go through it. Because I always loved to hear how the economy was doing better, yet people were being laid off all over the place. Symantec is laying off 8% of its global workforce. Now, that's a company that does the virus protection, among other things. And I would imagine some of it, is because they're restructuring the company, because a lot of what you're doing, a lot of what they're doing online now, they can do automatically. Yeah, tech speak, I know. They don't need somebody sitting there watching screens. They can do it all by computer. Or most of it by computer. Which is kind of funny because it's, you know, think about this. These guys protect you against computer hacking. They protect you against, computer viruses. Well, if the computer checking the computer viruses gets a virus, then what? I guess we all get a virus after that? Just asking. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, David Fisher is going to join me in a few minutes. You know how I always love to tout how honest he is. And he's a very honest guy. And I only bring people on that I'm comfortable with, that I know that I can get to, that won't take advantage of you, and that I feel safe with. So if you've ever done business, I got to tell you, if you've ever done business with one of our sponsors, ever, and you had a problem, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, let me know. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I want to know. Right? I want to be able to get involved, get engaged, and make sure it's right. Because I only want good people doing the show, sponsoring the show. I don't take money for money's sake. That just wouldn't be right. On this side of the break, again, David Fisher will join us. We'll talk a little bit about gold. You know, I went over to the Huffington Post by accident. Relax. Put your stones down. I haven't jumped ship. I used to go there to see how crazy things were. But it dawned on me, you know, you hit that site, and what's the first thing you see? Still secret. His tax returns. God, get over it. It should say, still secret. Obama's college experience. That's still very secret. David Fisher joins me on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
I'm just enjoying the music. To your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my stuff, give me your email address. But let's get right to it. I always love when this guy's on with me. He gives us so much information. David Fisher's been with, we've been with him a couple of years now. And seriously, when it comes to people handling your money, when it comes to people doing the right thing for you, I try to get the right people in here. I really do. David Fisher, gotta love the guy. If we get him working, you gotta love the guy.
Okay, we're gonna have another roller coaster report today from David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. You've been watching the markets, you've been watching what's happening out there in the financial world and where people are at. David, always a pleasure to have you with me.
You know, it is a roller coaster ride, and unfortunately, Most people don't like this, and I don't care for it myself, but that's the nature of the environment, the season we're in, as a result of different factors that are influencing the highs and the lows of the marketplace.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, somebody said it to me the other day about the news and the stories that we cover and what have you. Is this any different than it was 30 years ago? Is it just because now we're older, some of us are older, and we're paying more attention? Or is this a sign of the times and what we're looking forward to?
No, I think there's more uncertainty. Typically, when you get towards the end of a bull market, then it becomes very fractional, or these volatilities become greater. And I think what's adding to the volatility is the uncertainty of what might happen in a tariff world. But, you know, clearly we're in a bull market. Today represents a very, very historic day for stocks. Officially, we are in the longest bull market in history, 9.5 years. So that's causing some of this volatility, because we're living on borrowed time. A typical stock market bull market runs 7 years historically. So we're long past the norm from a time standpoint. It's showing some signs of old age. That's what volatility does, but it's not dead. And there's a lot of good news that contributed to a higher market. There's some headwinds though also, and that's something we should probably talk about today at least.
Yeah, you know, it's, again, we didn't hit this on your series, but it's kind of like, a bull and a bear market. What the heck is a bull and a bear market? What drives them? And, you know, is this so scientific that you can actually reach back 20, 30, 40, 50 years and say, okay, here's how it plays out. Here's how it's going to continue to play out based on history.
Well, there's nothing that follows an exact pattern. Otherwise, we could just sit back, close our eyes, and have a computer do all the trading. And they've tried that before. And humans outperform computers when trading. But just specifically the definition of bull market, think of a bull that's raging. That's not going to give up. He's going to fight to the death. A bear is sleeping. He's slumbering. Leave him alone. He's in hibernation. Not much is happening. So we're in a bull market, but there's stages of a bull market, and we're in the latter part of the stage of a bull market. I think it is from a fourth quarter, we're definitely there. And when bull markets are in a fourth quarter, there's a lot of people come out and make, you know, the gap between, oh, it's going to grow to unprecipitous levels versus it's getting ready to make a big correction, the talking points on both sides become even larger. So that's just the normal environment. That's the environment we're in. And that's what, you know, and people react to that. And plus what's going on politically and geographically, sure. It just magnifies this whole roller coaster effect. But, you know, there's some good news. Corporations are making money, and earnings are driving the market. Also, and that's helped because of President Trump and his wisdom. He did a tax cut, and it helped corporate earnings. He freed up regulation for businesses, which caused, you know, flow of money and not to be regulated significantly like it was under the Obama administration. So this is a major contributor for higher stock prices, but it doesn't mean it's going to continue forever.
Well, wait a minute.
What has
been happening
with that is corporations have been buying back their stock at record levels. So that means the internals, investors are kind of backing away from this a little bit.
What was the dust up with Tesla? I mean, you know, Elon Musk wants to reprivatize the company or something. It went by at a million miles an hour, but it seemed like there were a lot of stockholders, a lot of people were very angry about it. Why?
Well, Elon Musk is a very unique individual, Tesla has not made money. And, you know, I'm being very polite here, obviously.
I know.
Tesla has not made any money, and they've had to raise billions of dollars. And so it's the stock is, you know, reaching some resistance, and it's not growing like it was before. And so they got to do something different. So the whole idea of corporate earnings coming out and Tesla making money, that story is long overdue for another chapter. So investors are kind of saying maybe this thing is not going to work out and maybe they won't be able to get to market as many cars as Tesla's Elon Musk is announcing at the price point range that he is announcing. And they're just saying it's really an impossible feat in the time frame he's talking about. And so analysts are saying, you know, this thing is going to correct because it's not making any money. And Elon Musk is, you know, trying to reinvent the wheel. And so the next step is let's take the company private so we don't have to report earnings publicly, because that's one of the criteria when you have a publicly traded company. You have to submit quarterly earnings or quarterly reports of earnings or losses. And so this is kind of a last Hail Mary to try and get the information that is not working more private on Tesla's part or Elon Musk. So that's why he's talking about, you know, trying to bring this privatizing the company and you know, shooting for $140 of the price point range of the stock. So it's kind of, and he's also, you know, some people say he overstepped his boundaries and broke the SEC guidelines of maybe having insider knowledge of private funding already set up before this was done. Because he didn't even announce this to his board. I mean, so he's just very strange. So now he's kind of backpedaling on this, and there's a lot of uncertainty around Tesla right now.
Yeah, you know, these little things is we're not just watching the market, but watching finances as a whole. You know, and I see these things combined and go, okay, so he wants to buy it back. What's the big whoop here? I don't quite understand. And then, but listen, when we come back, I know I took you all over the place, and I took you on our own little personal roller coaster ride. But you know, when we come back, we'll get back on. Hey, that's pretty good. We'll get back on track. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host David Fisher with me. Don't go far, guys. We got a lot more to talk about how the economy is working out, what it means for you, and what you need to do to protect your money. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. During an interview with Fox News, President Trump admitted to making payments to two women during the 2016 presidential campaign, but he denied the claim by his former attorney, Michael Cohen, who entered a plea deal this week, that he directed those payments.
Later on, I knew what he did
And they weren't taken out of campaign finance. Did they come out of the campaign? They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
But Lenny Davis, who is Cohen's lawyer, told CNN, it appears as though the president has committed a crime.
The motivation as a principal political purpose made that donation illegal and a felony. And if it's a felony for Michael Cohen, my client, who pled guilty, it's certainly a felony for the man who, according to the prosecutors, directed and coordinated the payment of that illegal campaign.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We are back. Hi, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, hang out, learn about your money. David Fisher's with me. Always a good time when he's with us.
We're back with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always, I always love when he's on the show. Plain, simple English, right? We trust David. We trust David to give us the real information. I only, you know, it's really funny. Some of you have emailed me, and I say, look, when you hear me, somebody's on the show on a regular basis. You know, in most cases, David's also a sponsor. I don't play any games with you guys. But I wouldn't have him as a sponsor. You've heard people come and go on this show. It's because I find out that they're not really working with clients, not doing what they should be doing, and I won't let you on as a sponsor. I won't even really, unless I'm having some fun with you, and you guys know what I mean, I won't even let you on to do an interview with you. So, you know, I appreciate David. I appreciate what he does, and what he does for you know, my listeners when they do call him. And, David, always a pleasure to have you with me. I yanked you all around the park on the last one. We never really got on the roller coaster, did we?
Yeah, I'm not feel like I'm buckled in yet, so, yeah, no, I just messed with you. We can talk about any subject you want, Joe.
I think we should talk about this because, again, we had a couple of up days, we had a couple of days. I mean, this is partially a norm for a market, but as you said, there's also things going on that's really affecting the markets big time. I mean, let's talk about this.
There's some added headwinds that you normally do not have at the end of a bull market, and there's a handful of them, yes. And they are the Fed is raising rates, which puts pressure on markets, you know, in stocks. The cost of business accelerates, and so that gets passed off as higher products, which means corporate earnings are lower. So it does affect the market. In fact, President Trump has been tweeting about that, and he's kind of pushing the Fed to stop raising rates, which is, you know, something that's very unnormal that a president normally doesn't do. And the Fed's independent and not going to probably bow to what the president suggests there at all. But anyway, tariffs are putting another downward pressure on the market. It's almost like any time there's big talk or uncertainty about tariffs, the market goes down. So there's a direct correlation there. There's some indicators in the Dow that we were peaked out in January as a market high. Investors are, you know, questioning, will the market, you know, breach that level, or was this a peak high in a market end? And now we're just kind of bumping our way sideways and towards the leaning towards the downside. So, and that's what bull markets do. They kind of keep you in. They entice you to come back in. But that's one of the indicators we're seeing. The rest of the world, though, is definitely in a bear market. Chinese stocks are down substantially. European stocks are down 6%, while ours are up for the most part. But there's something that's created in America that's happening that's going to cause more more of a bull market. Is there's tightening of the labor market. We're showing some slowing of the money supply injected in the economy, and that affects economics and could turn recessionary. And there's been a peak in the housing market and also a peak in bonds. So these things are bearish signs that shows us that we're in a midst of a, what you call a pre-recessionary environment. Ironically, the one major detriment that has grown into a definitely a, almost another asset class is there's the world of Americans where the broaden the gap between two economies. One segment has truly recovered from the Great Recession in 2008 at full unemployment, and they're you're seeing their wages rising. They're seeing their style of living get back to normal. Then a whole other segment continues to experience stagnating wages, being forced into part-time employment and maybe having several jobs as such, which creates a weaker access to health care. And typically, you know, those individuals, by a poll that was done recently, have $400 or less to fall back on as we face dilemmas of higher gas prices and higher interest rates.
But people living week to week, you know, this is nothing new. This is not like a news flash. And I always found that kind of interesting because even as a kid growing up, it was a commonality. And I don't know how, I really don't know how you change that. But, you know, this whole thing about you had said it earlier about, you know, all the regulations are pulled away so companies could, and I don't want to say make more money, because we do want, I want companies to make money, because most of the time, well, not all the time, we have some nasty players out there, but most of the time these companies are hiring more people on. They are,
correct.
They are
absolutely
growing the economy. So you can't just say, but I really find it, it's almost rich when you hear people from the other side of the aisle screaming, hey, all it is he's giving money back to the companies. Yes, and unlike the companies you guys own, a lot of those companies are bringing more people on. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the low unemployment rate you have. Am I off?
No, you're not off at all. In fact, you know, as we've talked many times, I'm a free market, free capitalist. I'm not for income equality. Although I will say this, that in commenting on your comments, Joe, is that the gap has become more pronounced. It's always been there. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, it's been a part of society. Every society on the face of the earth has this same challenge. But the gap has grown very large in the last 4 or 5 years. Specifically, it's escalated the last couple of years. And so that's because the tax cut was aimed at businesses and not individuals. And that's, you know, been a negative on people who have already been challenged. And that's where they say, you know, this is not fair to the small person. But those businesses are actually hiring more people and have done so. And that's clearly the case, which creates more job opportunities. So it's a dilemma we'll always face. We'll face it 10 years from now. Several presidents from now will face the same thing. And I think the gap's going to grow larger, not smaller, unless we get a staunch Elizabeth Warren type of Democrat in office in the near future and starts to make some major changes. But we're on the cuspice of a bear market. The articles are coming out. There's one that just came out here yesterday that says, what does the next bear market look like? And in summer, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's simply put, they're saying if you're facing retirement in the next 5 to 7 years, this is the time you should be taking money out of the stock market and not be fully exposed to this market, because it's going to turn bearish. It's not a matter of if, but when. And when it does, people look back and they say, I wish I would have sold that market peak. That's the human behavior in there. So they're implying, saying it is coming, Nobody knows that day, but it's sooner than you think, and other people are coming out and saying the same thing, like David Rosenberg. He's saying we're in a recession. It's much more closer than we think. Jamie Dimon is saying the same thing. So people who are very well respected in the know are saying this is not that far off.
Well, you know, you're also been keeping an eye. The thing we haven't talked about in a while is the banking industry. You know, and you know, banks, I don't know where they are. From a health standpoint, I don't know where they are in respect to the Fed and what they're doing to help the banks or not help the banks. Give us an overview.
Well, the banking industry is a much more, here's the good news, the banking industry is much more solid than it was obviously 5 years ago because the a couple things. They've been required to get more money on cash deposit from the Fed. So that's the good news. But they've also had times to get their books in order and prepare for the next downturn. So banks are much more healthier. Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan, has commented, though, he's probably the most outspoken CEO representing banks, the largest U.S. bank currently and probably will be for some time. He's spoken about the economic environment. He's not calling for a crash, but he's saying a couple of things that resonates on the things that we've been saying, which he's been saying that the trade war and the government policies are just way out of line. He's calling for the Fed. He talked about the government. He talked about the trade war. He talked about reversal of quantitative easing and the Fed unwinding the balance sheet while they're manipulating the treasury market. And this is all happening while the government is at the highest level of the debt structure in history, that the government can't control their spending. And so he's calling all these entities out. He has said that the 10-year Treasury note, recently he said this, he says, quote, I think rates should be 4% today. They're 2.98% right now. He said, you better be prepared to deal with higher rates, 5% or higher. It's a probability that most people think it's not going to happen. But it should be happening sooner rather than later, is what his sentiments are. And other people are saying the same types of things out there. Other economists are saying that we have to have higher rates. That's the way we're going to track.
We don't need higher rates. We'll have him explain that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. David Fisher will still be with us on the other side.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Here it comes. I remember nothing. I'm Joe Lucini, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. As I said, David Fisher joins me, as he does every week. I really so much appreciate the insight and information that he gives us. Mark Capital, you know, he's one of my favorites to have on the show and discuss money because he doesn't put me to sleep. I mean, seriously, when you discuss the economy, you discuss numbers. I know some of you glaze over. You know, we've talked about that. It's always interesting. The stuff that's the most important, the stuff that we kind of zone out the most about, not the smartest place to be. David, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me.
Oh, always my pleasure, Joe, to talk about some of my passions out there about money, about how we can make sure we're properly protected.
Money. All right. So, you know, the Fed made an announcement, and how does that really, well, first of all, tell people what the announcement is, and then how does that affect it?
They made a historic announcement saying they're estimating that they're going to create $769 billion in treasuries for the second half of the year. Now, people are going like, so what does that mean? Well, let's put this into perspective. In early February this year, the Treasury announced it would need to borrow a total of $955 billion this year. So they just announced for the second half they're going to need $769 billion. Let's take a look at the first quarter and the second quarter. Here's what happened. In the first quarter, the Fed created $488 billion. In the second quarter, they created $75 billion. You add to that what they're thinking they're going to create in the second half, $769 billion. That brings us up to $1.33 trillion of brand new debt created just this year alone. Now, let me put this in perspective. What does that mean? Last year, they only created $519 billion. Last year was the highest creation of Treasury debt, though, in history. Now we're at $1.33 trillion projected. The Treasury's been off on their projections way to the downside. So, in other words, I think we're going to be borrowing or creating more debt than $1.33 trillion. It's going to probably be closer to $1.5 trillion, which ironically is what I said in January on your program, that they're going to be way off on their $955 billion projection. In 2016, there was $440 billion. 2015, it was under $400 billion. So this thing just keeps escalating. But if you put it on a chart, it went up like a rocket here this year, which goes exactly what I've been saying, that the debt is going to balloon if they have a tax cut. So the problem with this is it's going to create some massive economic uncertainty. We should be paying our debt down in the latter part of this bull market cycle we're in, not escalating our debt beyond historic levels. And we're doing just the opposite of what you should be doing. And this is why the Fed is going to stay on course. They're going to continue to sell treasuries. They're going to continue to raise rates. And the reason being is when we move into recession, they have to have some arsenal in their gun chamber, their financial gun chamber, and that is lowering rates and creating more money to inject in the system. So they have to get their balance sheet down and they have to get rates up to normal levels so they can lower them again. And that's the yo-yo effect that we're going to see the Fed do. It's not going to happen for a couple of years, but that's where we're going on all this. But right now, rates are on the upswing. Debt is on the upswing. The Fed is selling the balance sheet. And the Treasury is just way out of control because our government is spending like a drunken sailor.
This is really nothing. You know, you and I have been doing this for a couple of years now, and you keep talking about them reining in their spending. And I don't disagree with you. I get it. You know, I'm not the financial guru. You are, and you're right. You have been on, you know, 98.5% of the time. I think the only time I ever caught you was on my little bubble here in San Diego. In the area that I'm in as far as real estate goes. But the Fed has never stopped. I mean, not the Fed. The government has never stopped doing this. The chances of them cutting down there or cutting back on their spending, I mean, you have a better chance of hitting the lottery without playing it, don't you?
Well, that's just like saying, hey, we're driving at 50 miles an hour towards this cliff. And the cliff's getting closer. Let's speed up. Let's drive 60 miles. Let's drive 70. Does this make the spending right? No. At some point, the cliff is going to be there, and we're going to go over the cliff. I mean, it's simple math. You cannot continue to spend your way out of debt. It will bring you into debt. This is what Greece tried to do. This is what Italy tried to do. This is what Argentina tried to do. This is what Venezuela tried to do. Yes, those are all smaller countries in third world, some of them. But it's just bigger numbers. Add a few more zeros to behind the United States. And what happens during this environment to say with the rhetoric of people's beliefs saying, you know, we've been doing this all along. Yeah. But we've never done it at the levels we've done it with the Fed raising rates and the Fed selling their balance sheet of $4.5 trillion. Those are two things that have never happened before. So it puts on a lot of pressure. Who's going to hold the dollar? And that's the question. Who is going to hold the debt? And who held this $1.6 trillion debt that was created here in the last year and a half? And that was Americans. 40% of foreign debt, U.S. debt, has been sold in the last 6 months. Russia has sold 80% of their United States Treasury bills.
Wow.
China is talking about selling more. The world is backing away from supporting our debt structure. And when that happens, We got to go internal, and we cannot, Americans cannot support the spending of the government. Otherwise, we would be able to do it with lower rates, and the rates would not be going up. That's why rates are going up, to attract new money to entice them to buy this debt. So it's pretty soon this thing is going to get out of control. It's not going to be, you know, tomorrow, next week, or next month, but it's not going to be contained like it is right now, and there will be a time when the teeter-totter will tip the other direction. It's not meaning the sky is going to fall. It's just we're going to have a problem, a financial problem. And that's where you're going to see some major changes.
Well, I look at this, you know, again, you talk about selling these things off. If there's nobody to buy them, they're not selling them back to, and I know I'm taking you down a different road, but I think this is stuff that people need to understand. They need to understand how this affects us and affects their wallets. And, you know, it's not like a stock. When you go sell stock, somebody has to be there to want to buy it and pick it up, and that kind of dictates the price of the stock. Is that the same thing with the Fed? I mean, with the Treasury bonds?
Well, somebody has to be a buyer of the Treasury. Otherwise, the market on Wall Street raises rates to entice buyers. And that's what's happening. It's called the 10-year yield. That's what we watch. When that goes over 3%, and it's not there yet, but it breached 3% this year, it caused stocks to go down because it creates uncertainty. So many people are saying, and one of the smartest guys in the banking system, Jamie Dimon, who has nothing to do with gold, but everything to do with what's going on with the money system, that's his expertise, he's saying that these should be around 4%, maybe even 5%. So he's saying rates are going to go up much more higher. This is going to cause a recession. He's saying that. So does he want a recession? No, but he says this is what's happening because we're not, the government's out of control in their policies. And it's just not this president on the debt. I mean, the previous president, it's happened for several presidents, but it's like bricks. You keep stacking this up and pretty soon the foundation cannot hold all that weight and something has to give and the cracks start to happen. And that's, rates will affect every American citizen because credit cards will cost more, home loans will cost more, car loans will cost more, any unfixed loan that's not a fixed rate will cost more, cost of businesses will go up in manufacturing because their product costs more because the company that they got their products from to manufacture their product costs more. And it's this snowball effect, and that's what causes a recession. Two things that cause recession, typically, Fed's raising rates and Fed's selling their debt. And those two things are happening. And this is the concern that's now coming out in financial news.
So, yeah, again, I didn't want to drag you all over the place, but all right. So last week you told us that, you know, about gold, and since then it's been, you know, straight up for 4 days in a row. You know, why? I mean, the simple question is why.
I called that gold was going to be at the bottom of the market. Gold did hit the bottom. There was a change in the sentiments on what you call the bears versus bulls in gold and Wall Street versus Main Street in gold. And without getting all too technical, there's a survey that came out, a very well-trusted survey that said now Wall Street has shifted being very pro-gold and very what you call bullish on gold. And there's some data, some technical data, which Wall Street follows that shows us, it's called a COT report, commitment of traders, that tells us Wall Street is putting their words where their money is, where their words are, and they're betting gold is going to go up now. So they were influencing gold going down for 9 years, and last week this changed. So there's been a big change in the gold market. We hit the bottom of gold. Now we're up 4 days in a row, actually 5 days, not in a row, but 5 days since the bottom. And this is the gold season. This is the time to be looking at gold. And if Jamie Dimon and all these others who are right, like Jim Rogers came out here just last week. He's a billionaire. The guy wears the funny bow ties. He said, don't sell your gold. Gold is going to go much higher. We're going to have one more little small equity run in stocks. And then you're going to...
That's what happens when you give a Monday man a mic. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to stop. Anyway, well, you can hear the rest of this in a podcast later on. I'm going to throw up there. When we come back, civil rights activists blast the UNC students for destroying a statue. Says does nothing for black lives in Chicago. We'll take a break. Come on back with me.